Recently, at the high-profile National Sanitation Conference at Durban's International Convention Center, South Africa's Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa told the audience that a child dies every 20 seconds in the world due to poor sanitation, resulting in more deaths than from AIDS, malaria, and measles combined. Inadequate sanitation easily transmits several infectious diseases like cholera, typhoid, and polio. After Bill Gates visited Durban and discovered that 1 million people, or one-third of the population, had no access to adequate sanitation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2011 funded $1.6 million into research grants for development of sustainable sanitation. However, at the same time, Bill Gates has financial interest in fossil fuels and petrochemical companies that the residents of Durban say are causing other problems like asthma, and the area is known locally as Cancer Alley. But according to the Guardian newspaper, Bill Gates has yet to show any interest in diseases linked to pollution generated by the Shell and British Petroleum refineries that the Gates Foundation is heavily invested in, and are located only a short drive away from the Durban Convention Complex. The local residents say that for Bill Gates to be a true philanthropist, he should divest from fossil fuel companies. The town of Missoula, Montana, which inspired the novel A River Runs Through It, has gone to court to gain control over the local water utility, Mountain Water Company, which is owned by the global asset management firm The Carlyle Group. For 2 years, Missoula, a community of 70,000 people, has attempted to purchase the water company, but the Carlyle Group ignored their offers. A few months after the city filed an eminent domain lawsuit against Carlyle, the private equity firm announced it was selling Mountain Water to Canadian-based Algonquin Power and Utility Corporation for $327 million. If the town prevails in court, it would create a powerful example for water activists across the U.S. Hermina Harold of Missoula told the news magazine In These Times, "Privatization is a frightening global trend that has constricted people's access to water." She's hoping the current court case sets a legal precedent that will help other communities win control over their water. Missoula City Councilman Jason Weiner, who supports municipal ownership of Mountain Water, believes that area residents should have a stake in local resources if they're going to chart their own future. In a quiet suburb outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, sits the law office of David Langdon, one of the most secretive political dark money players in the U.S. today. According to the Center for Public Integrity, Langdon is a well-connected, behind-the-scenes lawyer experienced at secretly moving political money around through his network of right-wing nonprofit groups and super PACs. Since the 2010 election, 11 groups connected to Langdon have raised and spent a combined $22 million in federal, state, and ballot initiative campaigns. Two groups, Citizens for a Working America and its super PAC, spent $2.2 million during the 2012 presidential campaign. Langdon won fame in 2004 when he was the lead author of an Ohio State constitutional amendment that defined marriage as a union between a man and a woman, which was overwhelmingly approved by Ohio voters. More recently, Langdon has represented Tea Party groups in their lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service over perceived bias in how conservative organizations' applications for tax-exempt status were handled. Questions are now being raised about Langdon's possible role in strategically moving money to defeat Republican Ohio Senator Rob Portman, who 2 years ago reversed his previous position and endorsed same-sex marriage. Langdon is exploiting the secrecy legalized by the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling to build his network of right-wing groups to raise and spend millions of dollars without disclosing his donors. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Denise Manzari.